Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. Thank you so much for each and every one of you that choose to listen to these episodes each and every week. I absolutely love, love, love hearing from you. So thank you so much for giving up your time. I know there's so many incredible podcasts out there. So I honestly just can't thank you enough that you do choose to tune in each week. And, you know, my goal is always to serve you as best as I can, speak to topics that people are really, I guess, sort of open to learning more about or struggling with, or just having just some really sort of, I guess, good open conversation. So I always love to hear from you. So please reach out to me and let me know what you think about today's episode and any previous episodes that I've done as well. But today we're going to be talking about networking. Now, as some of you may or may not be aware, myself and my business partner, Pam, we have a recruitment company and we also run an initiative called Sisterhood Club. And as part of our Sisterhood Club initiative, we run Sisterhood Socials and we are running our last one of 2024 this week. So I thought, right, I want to sit down because I know a lot of people listening to this podcast are coming to our Sisterhood Social. It's actually going to be the biggest one that we've done. Last event, we sold out really quickly and we had quite a big wait list. So we decided that we were going to really back ourselves and get a bigger event. And I'm really pleased to say that we have completely sold out, which is really, really exciting. So if you've got yourself a ticket, I can't wait to see you there. We have an absolutely incredible panel. Catherine Boychuk, who is the CTO of EY. We've got Krithika Hansen, who I've had on the podcast previously, who is the Chief People Officer at Telstra Super, and Kath Blackham, who is the CEO of Versa AI, incredible entrepreneur and businesswoman, and heavily involved in technology and the future of work and AI. So it's going to be such an amazing event. And alongside, obviously, the panel conversation that I gratefully have to get to have with these three incredible women, there's also a lot of opportunity to network. And what's always interesting every time we announce our events is I do get a lot of women, especially, reach out to me and say that they would love to come, but they are really, really nervous. And we have done an episode before, Pam and I, about networking with confidence, but I feel like I'm always just trying to offer even more value around this topic because I do really believe that networking is such an important part of our careers and our lives. And I can't tell you how important it has been for my own personal journey meeting people. And look, recruitment is all about relationships. I wouldn't be where I am today without having invested heavily into relationships. Now, I'm not the sort of person that, I'm going to be honest, particularly really even enjoys going to networking events. And I'm quite an extroverted person. So I do feel like they are very energy consuming of me. But I know how important they are. And when I go with a lot of intention. I go to learn and grow. And I also go to build relationships and to meet interesting people and to have incredible conversations with my peers, with other career professionals. And I really do go with that mindset of, you know, what can I learn, but also what can I give, right? Because sometimes these conversations that you have with people that can really be a pivotal moment in your career and you can learn things. And that's why I love hosting these events because I get FaceTime, one-on-one interaction with people that one, listen to this podcast and two, are really good career professionals or maybe they're struggling with the next sort of phase for them. And I get to actually hear in real time what's going on in the working world. And it really does help me think about how I can improve, how can I improve the service in my recruitment business? How can I become a better podcaster? How can I host better events that make people feel really safe? So we've all been to these networking events in the past where we felt a bit intimidated, we felt really nervous. And I certainly used to feel this way when I used to walk into a lot of them. And I think partly that was probably because I've always gone to networking events that were very male dominated in technology. I went to a networking event or a conference a little while ago that was all around sort of crypto, Web3, AI. And I think I was one of like the 10 females that was at this event. And it can be really intimidating. So if you are somebody that gets nervous before going into a room of people, please know that you're not alone. And even the most extroverted, confident people still get nervous when they go to these events. You know, maybe some of them don't because they go to them a lot, but I would say the majority of people still do feel those nerves beforehand. And I do think that COVID has, it has played a part in our, I guess, social networking confidence. I think people have lost that a little bit because we were locked in our homes for 2 years. So if that's you, and you have decided that you want to start putting yourself out there a bit more, you want to push yourself to go to these networking events, whether it's you're coming to Sisterhood Social or you're going to make an effort next year to put yourself out there a bit more, I really hope this episode serves you. So the one thing that I like to, I guess, really sort of reflect on when I'm thinking about networking is just a slight sort of shift in mindset. So instead of thinking about it as I'm going to a networking event, I'm going tonight to build some relationships. I'm going to have some really interesting conversations. I'm going to speak to somebody that's in my field. And just this sort of slight mindset shift, moving away from the word networking to build relationships, for me, is softer. It has less sort of, I guess, formal, sort of strict energy to it. I feel like it's like, I'm going to just build relationships this evening, right? So that's super key. That's the first sort of thing that I've sort of, that's really helped me shift from going to a networking event to I'm going to have some really interesting conversations. The second things that I like to do before any sort of event is, I'll have a look if I'm going to say like an event that's got some speakers. I'll really research the speakers, right? Because I might, at the end of the panel or the talk, I might have a question, right? So sometimes I'll be like, right, do you know what? I'm going to research these speakers, have a little look, go on their LinkedIn profile, see what they're all about. And at the end of it, I might be brave enough to ask them a question. So I'll do some research on the speakers and, because hopefully I'll get to meet them and I'll get, a couple of minutes with them if possible. So it's the first thing I like to do. So I'll set myself a little small goal of research the speakers, potentially have a question ready if I get the opportunity to ask a question, or if I get to meet them, I can think, oh, I really would like to know more about this topic, or I'd really like to know how they achieve this, right? So that's the first thing I'll do. Then I also think about some really perhaps sort of like talking points or something that I'm going through in my career right now that, maybe I could share or I'm curious about. So I'll just sort of set these small little goals before I go. Okay, what do I want to get out of this evening? Maybe it's just to have a conversation with one person, right? Like I'm not going to go up and say, like, I want to pick up 10 business cards tonight, right? Because instantly you're just putting all that pressure on yourself. But instead, I could be like, I want to go and I want to meet one interesting person this evening and learn something new. That could be the goal for going to a networking experience. So that's really key. I think like sort of going with a bit of intention, going with a little bit of a goal in mind, thinking about how you want to show up. I think this is absolutely key. What energy are you going to bring into that room? So getting yourself in a really sort of like energized state of mind before you walk in, going in feeling like you've got something to offer this room as well, because every single person has a strength, has something that they are exceptional at, and so do you. So what is that thing? What could you go in? What are you learning about? What are you reading about? What are you working on right now in your industry, in your area of expertise that you could offer somebody in the room, right? So that's really, really key. And I like to also think about when I'm having these conversations, how can I really have authentic, inspired conversations? Now, one thing that I think has probably really got, I've got really good at over the years, gratefully because of recruitment is I'm good at having really, I guess, thinking about some open-ended conversations. So what I find a lot of people do when I'm sort of networking with them is they'll have sort of like, they won't have any sort of questions prepared, right? So I might sort of walk into the room and say, you know, what brought you here today? What are you sort of interested in learning about? Or, you know, what's the one thing that you've been excited about in your work recently? Or what sparked your interest in technology, right? So just having these talking points, having these sort of few little questions prepared. If you are somebody that gets quite nervous, thinking about maybe five questions that you could open up a conversation with, like, and such a simple one is, you know, what brought you here this evening? What speaker are you most interested in hearing from this evening and why? Another thing that I like to do as well is even just open up with a compliment. Oh my goodness, I love your blouse. Where did you get that from? Right? It's just so simple, but it's just a really easy way of just walking up to somebody and striking a conversation. Just say, you know, oh, just as you walked in, I couldn't help but notice that you just got these gorgeous earrings. Where did you get them from? Right? But it's just a really nice way of just breaking down those barriers, making people feel relaxed and starting up a conversation. So think about a few questions that you could go into the networking event with, have them up your sleeve. So if you do get stuck or a bit tongue-tied or a bit nervous, or you find yourself like feeling a little bit like isolated in the room, you can walk up to a group of people and introduce yourself and just, you know, just sort of have an open-ended conversation. The next point I want to make, and this is this is actually a really important one and one that I have really had to work on over the years, is the whole sort of active listening piece, right? And really just not thinking in the moment, what am I going to say next? What's the next question I'm going to ask, right? Because I think sometimes when we get nervous, we're going to be having a conversation with somebody, but we're not really super present in the moment. We're thinking about what we're going to say next or how we're going to respond, right? And I think that it's really, really powerful to just encourage that active listening. I think this is one of the most powerful networking skills that do not get discussed enough, because you could have all the questions prepared. You could have the goal set, the intention, come in with the great energy. But if you aren't truly listening to what someone's saying, if you're sort of looking around the room as opposed to looking at them, people feel that. And that sort of, I guess, sort of that energy that you give off, if you sort of come across as not really interested or you're not truly listening to what someone's saying, you can't have an authentic conversation that way, right? I feel like conversations flow so much more naturally when two people truly stop and listen to one another. And sometimes when the event space is loud and there's lots going on, that can be really challenging. But again, I always like really set myself a goal when I'm going into these events just to have authentic conversations. And part of this process is really, really focusing on what this person is saying, because every single person that I speak with is worthy of my time. And especially when I'm running the event myself, like I'm the host, I take that really seriously. Like anytime I have people, for example, come around to my house, you know, for a weekend, I have friends come and stay, I want to host. I want to make people feel really comfortable. And this is how I feel when I'm running the Sisterhood Socials. It's like, okay, you're coming into like this event space that I'm running, that I'm hosting, that I've put together. How can I make sure that you have an amazing experience when you walk into the room? How can I make sure that you feel really included? And how can I make sure that when I get the opportunity to speak with you, that you feel like I have really listened and made you feel important, seen, and valued? And I think that that is always my intention every single time I host a Sisterhood Social, is how I make people feel. Because let's be honest, right? We forget what people say, but we never forget the way a person makes us feel. And I honestly believe the biggest gift you can give somebody is your full attention. When you are truly present with somebody, when you're not looking around or, you know, trying to make eye contact with the next person you want to speak to or checking your phone or whatever it is, right? That authenticity, that sort of presence with somebody is so, so powerful. So That's really, really key. And I think a really, really underestimated skill, a skill that certainly doesn't get spoken about enough when it comes to networking. The next piece of advice I'd give you is find networking environments and events that actually align with your interests, right? Like, you know, there's no point going to a networking event that you really aren't interested in learning more about, you know, the topic or the speakers, or, you know, because you're not going to find your people, you're not going to find your tribe, right? So it's really interesting, again, sort of going back to Sister Social, because it's hot in my mind right now because we're about to run one. Every single person that comes to these events is very aligned, is very like, you know, they're there for a reason. They sort of found their tribe. And when I first started running the events, I never ran an event in my life and I didn't really know what to expect. But the more we've ran these events, we're on our seventh now, the more I'm learning actually how important it is to really set the sort of scene even before the event goes ahead, right? To sort of really paint the picture of like, this is what to expect. These are the types of professionals that we get in the room. This is the topic of the conversation of the evening. So everyone sort of goes there and knows kind of what they're stepping into. I think I've been to a few sort of networking events in the past where, you know, I was quite interested in the title, but actually when I sort of stepped in, I go, oh, actually, this isn't quite aligning with where I'm at right now. Or maybe this is a bit sort of too far ahead for where I'm at in my journey. So making sure that you just choose those events and those environments that really, really align with your interests and your values, it's going to make it so much more enjoyable. It's going to make it feel so much more authentic. And you're sort of creating those common ground for genuine connections and some relationships. The next sort of piece of advice that I would give to you that I, again, probably has been a bit of a journey for me and probably comes a bit more naturally to me now than what it used to. Again, probably because I sort of really know who I am. I know what's important to me is just really sort of, I guess, sharing a few personal stories, opening up. It is the quickest way to build rapport. It really is. So, you know, if you're going through something right now, that whole vulnerability piece, it does really build trust. It can quickly break down those barriers and make conversations feel more natural and authentic, right? Yeah, there's nothing worse than having a conversation with somebody and, you know, you sort of feel like you're maybe going through something right now and somebody's just sort of like dismissing it or saying how great everything's going in their world. Like we're all going through something at work. We've all got a story to tell. So maybe it's sort of just sort of thinking about, you know, you're going through sort of a recent career challenge and, you know, you could be speaking to somebody about what you're going through, or I'm working this project at the moment. It's just sort of like really fell behind the schedule. I'm feeling the pressure. And then someone else could say, yeah, do you know what? I've been in that situation before. And you could say, oh, well, how did you navigate through that? So sometimes being authentic, not being negative, right? There's a difference between being authentic and negative. You don't want to be sort of all going in doom and gloom. But if you're going through something at work at the moment that you're finding particularly challenging and you're sort of trying to find a solution to that, share it, because these networking events, these opportunities to meet your peers is super, super powerful, because you will likely meet someone, have a conversation with someone that's been through a very similar experience to what you're going through. And that's how we can learn off each other, right? Like, God, the amount of people that come to our events that go on to, you know, have job opportunities, build really long-term friendships, find a mentor. Like it really is fantastic. But these things don't happen unless we share some personal stories, we build that rapport, and we sort of let those barriers down slightly and share what's sort of going on in our world and our careers. So yeah, come with an authentic story, come with something to share, and that's how we can learn and really sort of make those authentic and valuable connections. Another, I guess, key piece of advice I always say to people is focus on quality over quantity, right? Like you don't want to be doing speed dating and trying to meet as many people as possible. And like, it's not about the number of connections that you make. It's the depth. It's the richness of the conversation. It's, you know, thinking, okay, what can I sort of bring? Like it's like I said at the start, to this conversation, to this event. But I like to really try and aim to have like at least 3 to 4 really, really good, deep conversations with people at a networking event. I'd much rather that than speak to 10 people just very superficially, like, and just sort of feel like really rushed. Now, it is probably quite challenging when I'm running the event, because obviously I'm trying to meet as many people as possible, thank them for coming, just sort of, I guess, understand, you know, what brought you here today, what was appealing, because I'm really trying to get that sort of immediate feedback and research, okay, what's working, what's not. But if I'm going to an event that's not assisted social event that I'm running, I would much rather have quality conversations over lots of mini interactions. And I think that then this is how you really do sort of start fostering your network. You start sort of like find your people, find your tribe, and opportunities will come from that, as opposed to like 10 people that you've just quickly met by having a very quick conversation over perhaps 3 or 4 really deep and meaningful conversations. And honestly, friendships can come from these networking events, right? So aim for quality over quantity, okay? Like really try and connect with people instead of just having quick, mindless conversations. The next piece of advice that I would always give to people is really, I guess, utilize the power of, LinkedIn, social media platforms, right? Because it doesn't just end when the event's over. You really want to take these in-person conversations and relationships that you build at these networking events, like outside of that, right? You want to continue to build on those relationships, especially if you've met somebody that you've naturally just clicked with, especially if you've met somebody that you think, oh God, I'd love to be mentored by them, or oh God, I'd love to join the organization that they work in, right? So make sure that you connect with these people on LinkedIn, you send them a follow-up message, say, hey, Sally, it was really lovely to meet you yesterday at the Sisterhood Social event. I'm actually in the city most Tuesdays. They're my working in the office days. Love to grab a coffee with you. As we discussed, we only work sort of 10 minutes from each other. So if you're free for a coffee over the next few weeks, love to catch up again soon, right? Perfect. Don't just leave it to the events, because we've all done it, right? We've all had conversations with people and then walked away and gone, oh, that was such a great evening. And God, that was such a great conversation I had with Sally. She is somebody that I just literally just clicked with straight away. And then that's it. We don't see Sally again, right? And I'm saying, don't do that. Make the effort. If you click with somebody, if you've had a really good, authentic, quality conversation with somebody, make sure that you do continue to nurture that. Make sure that, you know, and you could even just say, look, are you going to any other networking events this year? And she might say, oh, I've been looking into this, but, you know, actually I'd love to go with somebody. Yeah, I'd love to go to that one with you. So trust me, this is how relationships get built. This is how we foster our professional networks, right? So don't miss the opportunity to connect with people that you've clicked with after the events have finished. Stay in touch. Sort of a couple more sort of final points I want to make is just honestly give yourself some grace, right? Because when you come into these networking events, it can be really, really daunting. And look, like anything, like any new skill, like anything that you're working on, it doesn't just happen overnight, right? We're not going to go from being really quite nervous and maybe a bit socially awkward to all of a sudden being like networking super people, right? Like we've got to go on this journey. We've got to give ourselves time and be patient with ourselves and just understand that it's a long-term investment, right? So if this is a skill that you want to work with, give yourself some grace, set yourself some goals, be really intentional about the events that you want to go to throughout the year, and understand that building up this confidence, this competence when it comes to networking and building relationships is going to take some time, right? Like I think the biggest mistake you could possibly make is going to a networking event, finding it a little bit awkward, finding it a bit uncomfortable and saying to yourself, that's it, I'm never doing that again, right? Give it time. Just keep going with it. Push yourself out of your comfort zone, because once you get that courage, right, that's the first step. Like I say to people wait until they feel confident, until they start going to networking events, and the confidence is never going to come unless you put yourself in the position. So first comes courage, then comes competence, and then comes confidence. So you might go to an event and you might come out of it and you might just feel just drained. You know, you just might just feel, God, that was so much work. That took so much effort. And that's okay if you feel like that, right? Just acknowledge how you feel, but then to stop there and not just give it a few more attempts is such a mistake, because, you know, you might have just gone to a one-off networking event that wasn't particularly that good or well ran, but give it another shot. Go again, like just pick a few different ones, right? If you've gone to one where there's a panel situation, maybe the next event you go to, it's more of just like a networking event, more of just like a drinks and, you know, pizza or whatever, right? But push yourself to just keep going with it. Be patient, give the process some time. And if you're going and you're sort of going with the goal of, like, say, I don't know, having 3 or 4 good conversations, and you only get to have one good conversation because, you know, you're super nervous and you're finding it all a bit awkward and overwhelming, like, that's okay. Like, one conversation is better than no conversations, right? So just focus on the progress, focus on what's gone well, as opposed to what you still feel a bit uncomfortable about and what you still need to work on. But we're not going to go to one event and come away and be like, I can't wait to go to another event. Give yourself some time, give yourself that patience, and you will build up the competence if you want to as well, right? If this is something that's important to you, you will absolutely find the time and make it work. If you're not that bothered, or you're just sort of doing it because you think, like, oh, something I have to do because I'm a corporate professional, like, that's not the right energy to do anything in. If you really see the benefit and the value from going to networking events and pushing yourself to do this, you will keep going with it because it's important to you. And anything that's important to us, we give more effort to. So remember, it's give yourself some patience, give yourself some time. It's not going to happen overnight. And the final thing that I will just leave you with for this episode is just to remember to bring the real you and not the professional you, right? Like, this is an outside of work event, and yes, you're going to be with your peers and, you know, like, but I can always tell when somebody's still in, like, work mode, right? Like, and you might have had a really big day and you might find it really hard to switch off, but do your best to leave your work at the door when you walk into these events, right? Like, do your best just to come in as your best self, as your authentic self, as the person that you want to be. Don't come in with the weight of the world on your shoulders, thinking about all the stuff you've got to do the next day. Leave that at the door when you walk into the room and just be you. Detach yourself from your job, from your title, from all of the stuff that you've got to do that week, that month, whatever it is, right? And just come and just be you for the evening, right? Show your passions, show a bit of humor, show that vulnerability, right? Like, be yourself, because that's what leads to deeper connections, actually then builds authentic relationships. Like, it's interesting because I think at the start of my career, I thought I had to put on this, like, professional facade, right? Like, I've got to, like, wear this certain thing and, like, you know, sort of suit and heels and all this, like, but was, like, really sort of very conscious of, like, how I was constantly presenting myself, right? And maybe it just comes with wisdom, with maturity. But now what you see with me is honestly what you get, right? Like, I just feel like I know who I am. I guess I have worked on my self-belief over the years, so I feel comfortable in my own skin. And I guess what that enables me to do is just show up as Georgie and not business Georgie or career Georgie. It's just, I'm just Georgie. And I feel like sometimes, like, it's no denying, like, when I'm meeting new clients, for example, or I'm going on to a brand new meeting or whatever, yeah, of course I want to come across as credible. I want to come across as professional. I want to come across as competent, right? But I don't put on a facade. I don't sort of have, like, this right now I'm going to be business Georgie sort of, like, attitude. It's just like, no, like, this is who I am. And like I've said multiple times on this podcast, I've got different interests and different sort of areas of Georgie that require sort of equal amounts of attention. And that's sort of bringing the whole me into a networking event or a meeting. And even if I reflect on a meeting that I did earlier this morning, the first sort of 5 minutes wasn't talking about business. It was talking about what happened at the weekend. And, you know, I was sort of sharing, oh yeah, I went on this really great bike ride and, you know, just, oh, have you, and then they were saying, oh yeah, I like to ride too. And it's like the first sort of 5 minutes, we're just talking about our hobbies and our interests. And again, that's sort of how you instantly build rapport with anybody, sort of like sharing that sort of like common interest and again, just sort of like being vulnerable and being true and showing our true personality. I think that's just so, so powerful. And you can always tell when somebody is just being true to themselves, is a really good, just authentic person. I think they just have this different sort of energy about them. So leave the professional facade at the door. And walk into that room as the best version of you and show up as yourself with, you know, your unique perspectives and, you know, your passions, your humor. And that will make you far more memorable and relatable as well. So I hope that helps. I really hope that, you know, when you do go to your next networking event, you really come, you know, like shifting from that sort of mindset from networking to building relationships. Setting those small goals, you know, whether it's to speak to one person or have a few questions ready so you can have sort of really authentic conversations. Remember to listen and show genuine interest. I can't stress that enough. People always know if you're not listening to them and you're just sort of like waiting to have the next conversation or waiting to butt in with your opinion, like just really truly listen to somebody. Again, like I said, people don't remember what you say. They remember how you've made them feel. Make sure you find networking events that actually align with your interests and your values. Share your own stories. You know, it's the quickest way to build rapport. Like vulnerability does break down those barriers and really opens up, you know, more natural and real conversations. Focus on the quality over the quantity. You know, no point having 10 quick chit chats. I'd rather have 3 deep and meaningful conversations and actually build a relationship with people. Connect with them afterwards. Make sure that you don't just walk away going, oh, that had some really good conversations with Sally, Jane and Barbara tonight, but God, I forgot to connect with them. I'll probably never see them again, right? No, make sure that you connect and really nurture those relationships outside of the event. Give yourself some grace. Be patient. This process takes time, like anything. If you want to get better at building relationship and building rapport and starting at conversations, if you feel like this is sort of something you want to work on in your career, amazing. But give yourself time to improve and get better. And leave the facade, the corporate you at the door, and just come into these events just being yourself. Because that is honestly the quickest way to build relationships, to meet people where they're at and just to feel comfortable in the environment, because it's friggin' exhausting trying to be somebody that you're not, right? So leave that at the door and come and be the true and best version of you. But look, that is today's episode. I will leave you there. Thank you so much for listening. And if you are coming to the Sisterhood Social this week, I cannot wait to meet with you again, if I've seen you before, or meet you for the first time if I've not met you before. But please come and say hello to me. Please come and tell me what you want to hear next on the Career Confidence Podcast. If you can't make the event, we are going to record the whole panel discussion and upload it onto this podcast over the next few weeks. So nobody will miss out on the information that is going to be shared at this event. So I'm really, really excited for this week. It's always a pretty busy full week when we're running an event, but I wouldn't have it any other way. So thank you again. Gratitude for you. If you wanted to give me one gift, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it if you left a review and even a comment if you have time. So thank you again. And I look forward to speaking with you again very soon, and have an amazing week wherever you are. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thank you so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you. Thank you.